Our gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word. We thank you of how it shows us that the lost are saved through Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that as I bring forth a message this morning, that it truly is your message. And I pray our hearts and minds will be open to receive the message for our lives for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We changed the clocks this weekend, falling back to end daylight savings time. Have you ever really thought about daylight savings time? It's kind of funny, isn't it? First, the time changes at 2 a.m., how many of you stay awake till 2 a.m. and then change your clock? Oh, Melvin does. How many of you go to bed an hour later since you know that we're going to gain an hour? Oh, there's several people who do that. Daylight savings time is sort of an attempt for us to try and control time, isn't it? Something which we have absolutely no power over. We try to control much more than time sometimes, forgetting who really is in control. Benjamin Franklin said, and I quote, "Never put off until tomorrow what you can do today." End of quote. Another quote from a book that was written in 1902 says, and I quote, "The clock is running. Make the most of today. Time waits for no man. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. So don't put off till tomorrow what is today, because today is a gift." That's why it's called the present. End of quote. How many times do we put off doing something? How often do we put off doing what God calls us to do? Because it's something we don't really want to do. It's something that we can't truly see God's vision in. Or it's something we may not understand. I know I have shared before, but I put off answering my call for 30 years. God called me at 14. I didn't answer my call to 44. I thank God that he kept calling me and he kept giving me that chance to respond to the call he has placed on my life. But how many times do you put off that call God is placing on your life? Or how many times have you tried to witness to someone and they put off hearing about Jesus? Or maybe they'll listen, but they know that if they accept Jesus as their Savior, that there is going to be a change in their life. And so they say, well, I'll wait till I do all these things I want to do, and then I'll accept Jesus. The thing is, we aren't promised tomorrow, are we? We don't know our time, even though we try to control it. And you know what? Even if we make it to tomorrow, it's today again, isn't it? How many of you have ever watched The Muppets? How many of you have ever seen the Muppet episode where they're trying to get to a town named Morrow? M-O-R-R-O-W. There's a song that they sing, and if you can imagine, it leads to all kind of confusion and jokes. The song is about someone trying to catch a train to go to Morrow. But they missed a train that was going today, and so they would have to wait and go tomorrow. The song goes on, and at one point, the clerk at the train station sings, for the train today, tomorrow, if the schedule is right, today it gets to Morrow and returns tomorrow night. Tomorrow seems to be one of those elusive places we are always looking ahead to. And when we do that, we fail to live in the present. We fail to live in the day that the Lord has given us. Do you ever feel as if you aren't sure how you're going to get to tomorrow? If you have, maybe it's because God's calling us to be in the present. He's calling us to be in today. But too often, it isn't even that we can't get to tomorrow because we're looking ahead, but sometimes we can't live in the present because we're looking to our past. We look back at when the pews were full and what it was like. Remember the programs that brought in hundreds of children and youth. We remember a time when we didn't have to worry about how it was that we were going to pay conference and pay all our bills and pay the pastor too. Today is All Saints Day. Today that we remember those who were once here. And it's a good day. It's a good day to remember those saints. It's a good day to remember those who led many of you. Those who built programs that taught you. Those who tied so that there was a place for you to be able to come and worship. For those who listened to the call that God had placed on their life. And we can say with those saints, the Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. However, what we need to remember is we are in a different time and a different place today for us to be able to get to tomorrow. Let's take a look at Zacchaeus. What do we know about Zacchaeus? We know that he was small in stature, and so people would have been looking down on him literally, but they also were looking down on him because of who he was. He was a tax collector. And we need to understand that in Jesus' day, tax collectors were crooks. They would charge people extra money so that they then could keep that money for themselves. Now, I think it would probably be safe for me to say that nobody here likes paying taxes. Who here likes to pay taxes? Yeah. But yet, our tax collectors of today are very different than the tax collectors of Jesus' day. They aren't taking extra monies from us so that they can become rich. Zacchaeus padded his own pockets through the monies of other people, even people who were very poor. But we know that on this particular day, Jesus was passing through Jericho, and there was this large crowd. And Zacchaeus wanted to see this Jesus. But because of his small stature, he couldn't see over the people to see Jesus. And probably because of who he was, people would not be gracious enough to allow him to pass through the crowds to get to a point where he could see Jesus. So in his wisdom, he decides to climb a sycamore tree. And in this tree, he gets a bird's eye view of Jesus. And when Jesus gets to that place, when Jesus gets to that tree, he looks up and he says to Zacchaeus, "Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." He didn't say to Zacchaeus, "I have things that I have to do today, and so I want you to come down from that tree, but I'm going to come to your house tomorrow." In fact, he didn't even say, "I'm going to come to your house later today for supper, so I want you to come down and go to your house and have a meal prepared for me." He didn't say, "I'm going to sleep at your house tonight, so have a bed ready for me when I get there." He said, "Hurry and come down, for I am coming to your house today." See, Jesus wasn't going to Zacchaeus' house so he could preach to him. He wanted to build a relationship with him. And in order for him to be able to do that, he needed to spend time with him. Jesus will never force himself into someone's life, but Jesus is constantly calling us. Jesus is never going to force us to follow the will of God, but he's going to continue to reveal it to us. We're told this day Zacchaeus listened to that voice of Jesus. And he came down out of that tree and he was filled with joy. But we're told there were witnesses there, weren't there? And what did those witnesses do? They grumbled. They said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." How often is it that you and I grumble? That we may grumble that our needs aren't being met, forgetting the needs of those who don't know Jesus. How often do we grumble because God is asking us to do something that takes us out of our comfort zone so that we can reach someone who doesn't yet know Jesus? See, many people, even those who were religious, thought Jesus had just gone too far. We need to understand, Jesus isn't condoning the behavior of Zacchaeus. He isn't saying to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, what you did was okay. It was okay that you took extra money from people so that you could become rich." No, that's not what he's doing. Instead, what he saw was Zacchaeus had a need, and Jesus was there to fill that need. We don't know what all transposed between Jesus and Zacchaeus, but we know this. Zacchaeus repented, and he sought not only the forgiveness of Jesus, but of those that he cheated. Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. My friends, if our hearts belong to Jesus, you and I are called to do the same thing. We are called to seek out the lost. And I know that we're working on that. We're working to see how we can best do that. But for some reason, we still want to look at what has been instead of looking at how our world is today. Because the world we live in today is very different than the world most of us grew up in. I don't know about you, but I also think about my future. I think about the day that I will be in the church triumphant, and I happily anticipate that day. However, when I do that, I am living in selfishness because I am not living in the present moment of where Jesus is calling me. Instead, I am thinking only about myself and what is in my future. See, Christ has called me, and if you belong to him, he has called you. And he is calling us to do the work today to reach the lost. And there is a lot of work to be done. You and I have what the world needs. We have Jesus. That same Jesus who called Zacchaeus to hurry and come down from that tree is the same Jesus who has called our ancestors and is now calling you and I. What we need to remember is the world is not the same as it was in the day of Zacchaeus, and it's not the same as it was in the day of our ancestors. So we need to listen to Jesus' voice today to hear how it is that he is calling us so that we can get to tomorrow, so that others will hear the good news of Jesus Christ and that salvation will come to their homes today. Amen.